预备心，一起默祷。
Let's prepare our minds and pray in silence.
Amen. 奉主耶稣圣名，开场一下午的聚会。
In the name of Jesus Christ, we command this afternoon service.
唱诗373首。
Please sing hymn 373.
Hallelujah, 各位弟兄姊妹，及我们的朋友，大家平安。
Brothers and sisters, friends, may the peace of the Lord be with you.
我们下午根据雅各书第一章的前半部一起来查考面对试探大有喜乐。
This afternoon we're going to study the first portion of James chapter 1, finding joy while facing trials.
试炼面对试炼，试炼跟喜乐乍看之下有一点冲突。
It seems that trials and joy contradict to each other.
因为试炼是要受到考验的。
Trials mean that you have to go through different examinations and tests.
人在考验当中。
When a person in trials or in test.
还要用蒙娜丽莎的那一种微笑呈现，那是很困难的。
And still, he's going to have smiling like Mona Lisa. It's impossible.
但是圣经就是告诉我们一定要达到这个目标。
But this is the goal, the target that we should all attain, and all we should reach.
为什么圣经要这样教导我们？
Why the Bible teaches us so?
这就是我们今天下午要查考的一个内容。
This is the content we're going to study this afternoon.
我们请看雅各书第一章。
Let's refer to James.
我们从
The epistle of James, chapter 1.
从第二节一直看到第四节。
Let's read from verse 2 to verse 4.
雅各书第一章第二节。
James chapter 1, verse 2.
我的弟兄们，你们落在百般试炼中，都要以为大喜乐。第三节。
Verse 3.
因为知道你们的信心经过试验，就生忍耐。第四节。
Verse 4.
但忍耐也当成功，使你们完全，成全完备，毫无缺欠。
Verse 2. My brethren, count it all joy when you fall into various trials, knowing that the testing of faith produces patience. But let patience have its perfect work, that you may be perfect and complete, lacking nothing.
雅各一开始就说在试炼中要认定这是喜乐的事。
In the beginning of verse 2, James said, My brethren, count it all joy when you fall into various trials.
第三节他有做一个解释。
Verse 3 is the further elaboration.
因为我们今天的信仰
The faith that we have
必须要有一个过程。
It has processes.
这个过程当中是要有考验的。
And that,
因为信仰，我们的信心经过考验之后才会成熟。
So when a person's faith is tested, then he will towards the stage of maturity.
我们的灵性才可以成长。
Then our spirituality will grow and be uplifted.
不然我们会像一般人一样，人在福中不知福。
Otherwise, we'll be just like the common people. Even you are in blessings, yet you do not realize it.
其实今天主耶稣所赏赐给我们的恩典，我们是无法数算。
We can never count the blessings or the graces we receive from the Lord.
不仅是天天，而且是时时刻刻。
Not every day, actually, all the time we receive the blessings from God.
我们都是在领受神给我们的恩典。
Indeed, we receive the mercy and the grace from the Lord all the time.
可是我们的感受，我们对神的那一种付出，那一种表现，有不是很明显。
However, our reaction, our performance are not very obvious.
这个就是跟我们的信仰有没有历练有绝对关系。
It is the matter whether we are tested.
人在平安无事的时候，
when the president live in peace and
认为是这个是好像是应该的
and he take it for granted
就好像全世界的人都一样
just like everybody on this earth
一出生
since the day he or she was born
就是在这种大环境当中
and he live in this environment
表面上是父母养育我们
We are taking care of our parents and we are raised by our parents.
其实天上的神在养活我们。
Actually, we are raised and taken care by our Father in heaven.
阳光、雨水、空气不用钱。
We receive the sunshine, the rain, free.
反正我们不会感谢。
Yeah, we do not appreciate.
用钱去买了，还要跟人家 thank you.
And even we pay and try to get something, we say thank you to the vendors.
因为那个看得到。
Because those things can be seen.
因为那个有互动。
Because you can see the interaction.
你跟他买东西，你付钱。
And you buy and you pay.
那你就可以享受买来的东西。
You can truly enjoy what you have purchased.
所以那是有形的。
Because all these things can be seen, and these are the materials.
可是神给我们的是有形的。
Of course, what God has given to us can be seen, can be touched also.
而且我们发现，只要是神给的都不用钱。
And we all know this that whatever is given by God, we receive it free.
只要出于人的手，通通要钱。
Anything is made by a man's hand, you have to pay for that. You pay for a price.
所以很多人不知道，应该感谢神。
So many people do not realize that we should give thanks to God.
那当我们成为基督徒的时候。
And after we become Christians,
刚开始我们也认定主耶稣是我们的倚靠，是我们的救主。
Of course, in the beginnings, we focus on Jesus. He's our Savior.
主耶稣跟我们同在，会让我们平安。
He abides with us, and he gives us peace.
以后要带我们进天国。
And at the end, he will soon to bring us into the heavenly kingdom.
可是过程呢？
But what is the process?
我们常常是忽略这一段。
A lot of time we neglect the processes.
我们的开始是对的，我们的目标最后 的目标也是对的。
And our beginning, our initial is correct. Of course, our final goal is correct as well.
但是这个过程没有经验。
However, we have no experiences in the process.
就好像要三级跳一样，把它跳过。
It's just like you have a long jump.
那是不可能的。
You cannot attain in one trial.
我们一定要面对。
We have to face.
所以这里说，当我们面对各种的试炼的时候
，As we just read, if we encounter different trials, 在 if we encounter various trials,
在我们的心灵当中，要认定这是喜乐的一个管道。
And in spirit or in our heart, we should realize that this is the process of joy.
也就是神爱我们的一个线索。
This is the clue that showing the love of God.
所以我们在我们的人生的路程当中
，So whilst we are on earth,
要面对很多的挑战
，We are going to face different challenges.
要面对有一些的困难
，We are going to face various difficulties.
那同样遇到挑战困难的时候
，So when we encounter difficulties or challenges.
每一个基督徒的态度是不一样的。
And every Christian has a different attitude towards all these different problems.
这跟信仰经验有关系。
It directly relate to your spiritual experiences.
就好像一个人在很小的时候受苦。
For instance, when a person suffers since his young age.
长大虽然也是辛苦。
After he grows up, he still suffers.
但是他可以适应。
But he will be able to adjust it to the environment.
小时候没有受苦。
If a person never suffers from his young age,
长大之后如果有一个很大的冲击。
And after he grows up, he faces a challenge, a very big challenge.
有些人会去自杀。
And some people may even suicide.
受不了。
Because he couldn't stand for the sorrows.
他从来没有这种经验。
He never has such experience.
所以当遇到的时候会受不了。
So when he encountered the suffering, he would not be able to take it.
所以雅各在这里告诉我们。
Therefore, James mentioned in this verse.
说我们的信心如果经过试验。
Knowing that the testing of our faith,
有这个过程，有这个经验。
If you have such experience,
我们的灵性，我们的生命会成长。
And then our spiritual life will grow.
这里说生忍耐啊。
It says in the verse 3, produces patience.
这个就是生命的成长啊。
And this is the growth of life.
因为学会忍耐了嘛。
Because you learn how to be patient.
那你要考验怎么忍耐啊。
And this is the testing of faith.
一天过一天。
And day by day.
哪有忍，什么事让我们忍耐？
And what else can we endure?
是人家在忍耐我们呢。
And other people have patience on us.
所以这个是生命成长的一个过程。
This is the process of the growth of life.
这个就是雅各所解释的。
This is the interpretation of James.
原来人生的考验是很重要的一个过程。
The testing of life is very important.
所以当我们生命慢慢成长的时候
，So when we are gradually grow up.
要达到成熟的地步。
And then we have towards a stage of maturity.
第四节说，但忍耐也当成功啊。
Therefore, in verse 4, but let patience have its perfect work.
忍耐不能讲说有限度的。
We cannot say that your patience has a limit.
忍耐要成功啊。
In order to be successfully in patience.
所以成长到什么程度
？So what kind of a stage that a person should mature for？
就是到老练的地步了。
And then he becomes a very very is well trained。
就成功了，就成熟了。
And he becomes very mature。
哦，那我们就能够在这当中去体会。
Then we will be able to experience.
什么叫做丰盛的生命？
What does it mean, the abundant life?
什么叫做骂不还口，打不还手
？What does it mean when somebody else scold you, you do not, counter fight back?
其实我们对圣，如果懂的话，对圣经的道理也会更进一步的了解。
If we understand the truth, then if we have sufficient experience, then we will have also a better understanding of the teaching of the Bible.
越是有属灵的经验，生命有成长的人。
More spiritual experience that a person have.
越能体会主耶稣的那一份苦啊。
And the more he can sense to the suffering and the sorrow of the suffering of Jesus Christ.
每逢圣餐礼的时候。
So every time when he partake the Holy Communion.
我们都会提到说主耶稣怎么为我们受苦受死受害。
It's always mentioned how did Jesus Christ suffer and die for us.
以前为什么听了感动？
Why we were so touched previously?
以前生活比较辛苦。
In the past, perhaps we live in a very sorrowful life.
所以在讲主耶稣的苦。
So when the suffering of Jesus Christ was mentioned,
还稍微有一点相关呢。
It is related to your personal experiences.
华人说心有戚戚焉啊。
As in the Chinese saying, then I can sense to his feelings.
如果没有呢
？If without such feeling,
那主耶稣为我们受苦是什么苦
？And so what kind of suffering that Jesus Christ have?
不知道。
We don't know.
哦，所以因为那个生命没有成长。
Because the life never grows.
生命缺乏的过程。
So the life has no process.
所以信仰是中断的。
And his life, his faith actually terminates.
所以感觉不到主耶稣为我们受死是很伟大的。
So he cannot sense to the death of Jesus Christ is such a great thing.
主耶稣是很辛苦的。
Jesus went through a very pitiful life.
主耶稣所付的代
价。Went through a very sorrowful life.
主耶稣所付出的那个代价是很高的。
And the price that Jesus paid for is very high.
成长的人就能够懂得啊。
So a mature person will be able to understand and to sense and sense to the suffering of Jesus Christ.
就好像我们现在长大成人的。
Just like we are all mature adults.
我们能够体会父母的那一个辛苦。
We can sense the suffering and the pain of our parents.
你对那个五岁的孩子说妈妈很辛苦耶，他听懂吗
？If you tell a 5 years kid that your mother you suffers.Could he comprehend?
他会对我说：“你管我，我很辛苦呢。”
And he might even complain that I'm chastised by my parents. To me, it is a suffering.
所以我们说啊，你是幼稚嘛。
Then we say that you are so childish and so naive.
那有时候我们也是幼稚啊。
Or sometimes we are also very naive and childish.
因为我们的灵性，我们的信仰没有成长。
Because our spiritual life never grows.
那问题在试炼当中。
And now the key is. facing trials.
是很辛苦的咧。
It's very difficult.
哦，所以有时候在辛苦，在这个试炼的时候。
So when a person has been trialed.
如果没有一个很正确的观念。
Oh, if without a correct idea.
没有从神来的应许的话。
And if he doesn't have the promise from the Lord.
真的很容易跌倒咧。
Then he will be able to fall.
真的很容易埋怨咧。
And it's very easy for him to grumble and complain.
嗯。当我们没事的时候。
When nothing happens on us.
因为平安嘛
，since you live in peace，
哦，所以当我们在看这一段的时候
，or when we read this passage，
跟我们没有关系
，and it seems that it doesn't relate to me，
哦，所以面对各种试炼的时候
，for instance as we just read， falling into various trials，
要笑得出来
，and you will still be able to have joy.
我们现在当然笑得出来啊。
Of now we can smile, now we can laugh.
因为我们现在没事啊。
Because nothing happened to us. We are not facing, we are not into any trials.
可是困难来了，挑战来了。
But when we face challenges or when we have difficulties.
好，攻击来了。
And we were attacked or we are attacked by the others.
毁谤来了。
And all kinds of blasphemy comes upon us.
这个就是了。
And you are in trials. You are in various trials now.
有人被毁谤很高兴了吗？
And when somebody is blamed for nothing, it will be he can be still very joyous.
有人被藐视很高兴吗？
When a person is abused, can he still be very joyous?
可是你要用什么方式去对他呢？
And how are you going to face them?
用什么态度来面对这个攻击、这个侮辱呢？
And how are you going to face what kind of attitude that you should have when facing insults?
那个时候
insultation.
那个时候如果有神的话
，if you have the words of God in your mind,
我们至少会稍微稳定一下。
At least we can try to calm down.
嗯，但是有时候我们还是想不通哦。
Still, we could not comprehend. We don't understand.
像我这么标准的基督徒
since I'm such a very standard Christian.
像我这样热心的信徒
and I'm so very zealous and fervent
在教会大概没几个了
and there are few of them there are very few like me in the church
偏偏我为主耶稣做事做得更多
and I serve the Lord more than anybody else
好像问题越来越多了
and yet I face more and more problems
那个没有做事的
Look at those who never do anything in the church.
反而是没事。
And they are idling, and yet nothing happened to them.
啊，事实是这样啊。
Is that so?
啊，事做的越多，人家的话越多啊。
And the more things you do, and you will have faced more challenges.
那我们没有做事的还可以多说话。
And the last thing you do, maybe you can talk more.
你还会指导人家怎么做。
You can also instruct the other people to do.
意见还是蛮多的。
You can also give a lot of comments.
甚至有时候成为意见领袖。
And you can become the leader of making comments.
所以人在试炼中。
So a person falls into various trials.
是很辛苦的。
And it is a pain.
所以有时候想不通啊。
And yet he couldn't comprehend why I fall into such trials.
用我们的观念去做认定。
And we use our understanding and concept to try to discern.
结果没有答案。
And we found no answers.
越是没有答案，越是不高兴。
And if you find no answers, you feel very unhappy.
所以第五节的时候就这么说了。
Therefore, in verse 5.
说你们中间若有缺少智慧的，应当求那后世与众人也不斥责人的神主，就必赐给他。
If any of you lacks wisdom, let him ask of God, who gives to all liberally and without reproach, and it will be given to him.
缺少智慧
The lack of wisdom.
想不到答案的时候
Especially when the person finds no answer.
他说叫我们到神的面前来。
And James asked us to come to the front of God.
我们的神是会大大的赏赐给我们的神。
And Lord who gives to all liberally.
我们的神是不斥责人的神。
And without reproach.
所以想没有想到答案的时候。
So if you find no answer.
就是祷告。
And you should pray to God.
哦，向神诉说。
And telling everything to God.
求神安慰。
And ask the Lord to comfort you.
而且一定要一个观念。
And we must have a correct concept.
不要求答案。
Do not seek for answers.
因为有时候答案真的是没有答案。
Actually, a lot of times you found no answers.
因为人的看法跟神的看法是不一样的。
Man's views and God's views are very different.
神的时候跟人的时候是不一样的。
God's times and man's time are also very different.
但是我们常常是用人的立场去问神说是为什么。
A lot of time we ask God based on human points of view.
基本上就不对了。
And our concept is wrong.
所以没有答案的时候。
Therefore, when we found no answer,
就是放在祷告当中。
Let's continue to pray.
神会安慰的。
The Lord will comfort us.
而且我们要去思考神的话。
We always have to ponder over the word of God.
问题常常在那个时刻。
A lot of time is during that particular moment.
心情会很乱。
You are still confused.
所以那个时候叫我们要安静。
And that's what the Bible tells us that we should try to calm down.
是难一点的。
It's kind of difficult.
但是祷告是可以的。
And of course, you may still pray.
所以同样在试炼当中。
So when a person fall into trials,
彼得都讲得比较有一个过程。
Peter mentioned about a process.
我们请看彼得前书第一章第六节到第七节。
Let's refer to First Peter, the first epistle of Peter, chapter 1.
彼得前书第一章六节到第七节。
Verse 6 and verse 7.
因此你们是大有喜乐，但如今在百般的试炼中暂时忧愁。第七节
Seven,
叫你们的信心既被试验，就比那被火试验仍然能坏的金子更显宝贵，可以在耶稣基督显现的时候得着称赞
荣
耀尊贵。
In this you greatly rejoice, though now for a little while, if it need be, you have been grieved by various trials. 7. Then the genuineness of your faith, being much more precious than gold that perishes, though it is tested by fire, may be found to praise, honor, and glory at the revelation of Jesus Christ.
面对各种挑战。
So when the person faces different trials,
or challenges, 暂时忧愁。
And he might suffer for a little while.
所以彼得将那个过程提出来的。
So Peter describes the processes.
哦，那既然会暂时忧愁。
Since we might suffer for a little while, short period of time.
那个时候的心情啊是很乱，很混乱。
You may be very confused.
哦，所以一定要祷告。
Therefore, it's essential for the person to pray.
一定要到神的面前来。
A person has to come to the front of God.
因为我们已经想不通为什么会这样。
Since we do not understand why these things happen on me.
神的灵会安慰我们。
The Spirit of God will comfort us.
这个是在百般试炼中要以为大喜乐的一个原因。
This is the reason why a person should still rejoice when falling into trials.
跟要用什么样的方法
？And what kind of methods that we should use？
那我们今天看了这一段经文之后
，After we read this passage this afternoon, James chapter 1，
既然你我都要面对这种试炼
，Since each one of us, every one of us has to face trial，
而且圣经讲得很清楚
，stated very clearly in the Holy Scripture，
既然是一个考验
，Since it is a test。
是为了让我们的灵性能够成长，能够成熟。
And the purpose is to uplift our spirituality, so our spiritual life can grow.
所以试炼当中的暂时忧愁是有价值的。
When facing the trials and when we are in this temporary sorrowful moment, it is very precious.
试炼当中的那一份忍耐是有意义的。
And the patience when going through trials is meaningful.
也表达我们愿意接受神的话，训练自己。
It also manifests that it also shows that we want to accept the words of God. We want to accept this trial.
尤其当我们一直在服侍主耶稣、服侍教会的人
，especially those who serve the Lord，
一定不要忘记。
And we mustn't forget.
在服事的过程当中
when during the process when serving the Lord,
很重要的就是要灵修自己。
It is important that we must have spiritual cultivation.
所以受到考验是很自然的反应啊。
It's a very natural, very natural that a person faces trials.
因为侍奉本身就是灵修啊。
Because service is also a process of spiritual cultivation.
所以灵修不是单单在听道、在读经、在祷告。
Spiritual cultivation doesn't mean that one just listen to the sermon, reading the Bible or prayer.
它更是在服事当中。
It's also considered part of the service of serving Lord.
我们今天要谈灵修。
If we want to talk about spiritual cultivation,
要谈灵性的成长。
Or the growth of spirituality,
谈所谓的丰盛的生命。
And also the abundant life,
你我都要面对试炼。
We all have to face trials.
那我们看第九节，雅各书第一章第九节。
Let's read James chapter 1 verse 9,
一直看到十一节。
And through verse 11.
卑微的弟兄身高就该喜乐，富足的降卑也是该如此，因为他必要过去，如同草上的花一样，太阳出来，热风刮起，草就枯干，花也凋谢，美容就消没了。那富足的人在他所行的事上也要这样衰残。
Verse 9, let the lowly brother glory in his exaltation, but the rich in his humiliation, because as a flower of the field he will pass away. 11, for no sooner has the sun risen with the burning that heat that it withers the grass, its flower falls, and its beautiful appearance perishes. So the rich man also will fade away in his pursuits.
这里用很平常的一个两种不同的常态来说明。
The author tried to use a very, two very common phenomena.
你我都活在这个世界上。
We all live on this earth.
哦，在这个世界上。
In this world,
简单区分两种人嘛。
There are two different kinds of people.
卑微的、富足的。
And those, one is humble or one is rich.
那第九节这样强调。
As verse 9 emphasizes,
卑微的弟兄身高要喜乐。
Let the lowly brother glory in this exhortation.
如果光这样看是没有问题的。
If we just take this word superficially, there's nothing wrong about it.
那卑微的怎么会变成身高呢？
And how can a lowly person, how can one be exalted?
因为身份不同。
Because the different status.
我们今天在世界上或许是平凡的人。
On this earth or in the society, we may be very common people.
其实也真的是平凡的。
Indeed, we are very common.
但是我们身高了。
But we are exalted.
所以要喜乐。
Therefore, the Bible says that we should rejoice.
因为我们的身份改变了。
Because change our of status.
同样活在这个世界上。
We still live on this earth.
主耶稣的一份拣选。
And because we are chosen by Jesus.
成为神的儿女。
And we become the children of God.
所以我们整个身份提高了。
So our status was changed.
所以在这个万民当中。
So among the nations.
我们的身份是不一样的。
We have a different status.
我们是神的儿女。
We are the children of God.
我们身份是何等的荣耀尊贵。
And our status is very glory.
所以照理来讲，我们走路是有风的。
Therefore, we should feel proud of it.
得意嘛。
And it is indeed a very proud thing to become.
卑微的弟兄身高是喜乐。
Therefore, if we just read, let the lowly brother glory in his exaltation.
那富足的呢？
And how about the rich ones?
他要降卑了。
And in his humiliation.
富足降卑也要喜乐。
And even the rich in his humiliation, we should still rejoice.
这种人在神面前要自卑。
And that means that a person should humble in front of the Lord.
就是要谦卑。
It means that one should be in humiliation.
那什么叫做在神面前谦卑？
What does that mean that a person should humble in front of God?
如果以教会的立场来说。
From the point of view, in the church.
当然就是服事嘛。
Of course, it refers, to the service.
用服事来表达谦卑。
And, to serve the Lord,is a way to be humble.
而且要用很喜乐的心来做服事的工作。
In other words, one should serve the Lord humbly and to rejoice.
所以我们今天不管是在世界上是平凡的还是特别的。
It doesn't matter whether we are special or we are just common people on this earth.
我们都应该有喜乐的心。
We should always rejoice.
平凡的因为是身份不同。
And a common person, maybe due to his status.
特别的当然是身份不同。
Of course, a special person has also a different status.
但是在服事上要表达。
And this is the way they should have the same attitude to serve the Lord.
那这一段特别强调富足的人为什么一定要这样做？
Why in verse 10 specially emphasize that the rich in his humiliation?
因为世上的富足是暂时的。
Because the richness on this earth is temporary.
所以雅各用花草树木在做表达。
James used a flower.
花可以长得很鲜艳。
A flower can grow, may grow very beautifully.
草可以长得很鲜艳。
And also grass may grow very beautifully.
但是太阳热风来的时候。
But the Bible says that when the sun rises with a burning heat,
他们的特色就没有了。
And they wither.
他说富足的人也是这样啊。
The rich man is also like that.
如果在世上富足，
so if a person is extremely wealthy on this earth,
没有显出他的价值，
without showing his value,
环境一变化，
and due to the change of the environment,
富足也没有了，
and his wealth will fade away.
一夜致富也可以一夜就没有了。
He can be rich overnight, and he can also lose his shirt overnight.
所以世上的富足是暂时的。
So the wealth on this earth is temporary.
所以富足的人应该很清楚。
Therefore, a rich man should know very well.
是神给的嘛。
And his wealth is indeed given by God.
是一个管理者嘛。
He is just the person to manage the wealth.
所以为人处事的态度是要谦卑的。
So he should have the attitude of humility.
但是我们今天看这个世界。
But take a look at this world.
为什么大家喜欢一直赚钱？
Why many people like to pursue for money?
为什么一直往上爬？
Why do people try to climb as high as possible?
除了生活保障以外，
besides of the job security,
就是满足那一份的成就感。
And another important thing is try to fulfill his desire of success.
所以如果单单只为自己，
if a person just work for himself,
那如果过去了呢？
And what happened when everything is gone?
如果一下子没有的呢？
What happened if you lose everything?
那请问富足的价值在哪里？
And what is the value of wealth?
也没什么价值嘛。
And it has no value at all.
所以我们今天活在这个世界上。
We're living on this earth.
既然已经领受这份救恩。
Since we've received the salvation.
那神让我们有什么样的生活？
So the life.It's given by the Lord.
我们都没有意见啊。
And we should have no comments.
问题是有人会有意见。
The problem is many people's complaints.
所以他用生活去表达说我有意见。
And he uses his life to complain or to comment.
因为神你给的不够。
God, he complained to the God that he doesn't receive enough.
所以我要用我的方法去处理。
I want to use my own way to pursue.
所以忘记。我们本来的身份。
He has neglected and has forgotten his status.
我们是神的儿女啊。
We are the children of God.
所以卑微富足有什么关系呢？
Whether I'm a humble person or I'm a rich person, it doesn't matter.
所以我们不要忘记我们的身份。
So we should never forget our status.
那雅各特别对那个富足的人做一个强调。
James tried to emphasize on the rich people.
富足如果没有一个付出，
if a rich man does not pay,
是没有价值的，
and his wealth becomes nothing.
时间过了就化作乌有了。
When time passes by, everything turns to vanity.
所以面对我们的人生，
so when a person faces his life,
我们基督徒要一番的看法，
especially a Christian should have a correct understanding.
我们再看第十二节。
Let's continue to read verse 12.
忍受试探的人是有福的，因为他经过试验以后必得生命的冠冕，这是主应许给那些爱他之人的。
Blessed is the man who endures temptation, for when he has been proved, he will receive the crown of life which the Lord has promised to those who love him.
试探跟试炼。
And the temptation and the trials are different.
一体两面。
And this is like a coin of different sizes.
你我都会遇到。
We are all going to face it.
当我面对挑战、困难。
When we face challenges or difficulties.
侮辱、攻击。
When we are attacked or insulted.
你可以把它转化成试探，也可以把它转化成试炼。
You can treat it as a temptation, or you can treat it as trials.
有一个弟兄。
That's a brother.
在过年期间骑台摩托车，才骑台机车要到另一个教会去领会。
During the Chinese New Year time, he was riding a motor to travel to another church for sermon delivery.
我们通称是特别聚会。
We normally call it a special service.
很巧的，摩托车在中途抛锚。
And in the middle of his way, the motorcycle broke down.
有没有任何通信器材？
And there's no communication device.
所以没有办法跟教会联络。
And he couldn't contact the church.
当然教会也不知道他人在哪里。
And also the church didn't know where he was.
所以就错过那一次的聚会。
And then he missed the service.
那这个弟兄机车抛锚之后，边走边埋怨。
And after his motorcycle broke down, he was walking and also complaining.
主耶稣不够意思。
And the Lord, you are not fair.
我今天是大年初一，特别一大早就起来要去领会。
Today is the Chinese New Year's Day. I woke up so early and prepare myself to go for sermon delivery.
你是伟大的神，纵然机车会坏掉，也变成不会坏掉啊。
You are the mighty God. You should let this motorcycle not breaking down.
纵然要坏掉，也要到达目的地才坏掉啊。
Even the motorcycle should break down, and it should wait until I arrive at destiny.
我都这么专程要为你做事了，你为什么不专程来帮助我呢？
And I'm so sincere to serve you. Want to help me as well.
越想越生气。
And he was very angry.
我就达到那种抱怨的一个程度了。
He began to grumble and complain.
这个弟兄马上陷在试探当中。
And he actually fell into temptation.
这个叫做试探啊。
And this temptation is not a trial.
如果同样这件事情
And in this same incident,
他马上跟主耶稣对不起。
And he prayed to the Lord.
原谅我的糊涂啊。
And asking for the forgiveness of the Lord.
我知道我这个机车是老爷车了。
And if he prayed to the Lord that since this is a very old motorcycle.
我知道今天要跑比较远的路去领会。
And now today I have to travel for quite a bit.
你当应该昨天之前就要把它看维修一下。
And I should check and inspect my motorcycle before starting the journey yesterday.
不会影响圣工。
Then it will not affect the sacred works.
主耶稣你要原谅我。
And he should ask the Lord to forgive him, not checking his motorcycle the day before.
我已经学会了，下次我不敢了。
Now I learned the lesson, and next time I should be more careful.
这个弟兄是在试炼当中。
Then this brother was in trials.
他知道在这个情况之下要用什么态度来面对主耶稣。
So if you know what kind of attitude that he should have in different circumstances.
所以说忍受试探的人有福了。
And blessed is the man who endures temptation.
因为他经过试验以后。
For he has been proved.
得到生命的冠冕。
He will receive the crown of the life.
这是胜利了嘛。
And he indeed prevailed.
成功了。
And he has succeeded.
我说我们今天的生命要达到这种境界。
And we should reach this goal in our life.
说这个冠冕，生命的冠冕是主耶稣应许给那些爱他的人。
And the crown of life is given, has promised, which the Lord has promised to those who love him.
所以面对试炼的人
So when facing trial,
都是站在主耶稣的立场。
And he always stands on the, stands on the point of view of God.
站在真理的立场。
He's standing on the truth.
去面对他所遇到的事情。
And to face, his problems.
所以他会越来越成长。
And he will grow, he will grow more.
达到领受到生命的冠冕
and finally he will receive the crown of life
所以十二节以下就说了
therefore from verse 12 onwards
人被试探、
when a person is tempted
乃是被自己的私欲牵引诱惑的
and he was actually tempted by his desire by his lust
都是自己认定的
and it is his problem
都不能去体会到神的旨意神的意思
and yet he cannot sense to the will of the Lord
自己看到自己想到、
what he see and what he think
然后自己判断
then he make a judgment、
哦、所以人为什么会落到试探当中
why the person falls into temptation
自己呀、
啊、it's because of himself
自以为是
and he thought that he was right
所以很容易就在试探当中
therefore it's very easy for him to fall into temptation
而且还不知道咧
and yet he didn't realize
还自己自以为很对
he thought he was right、
哦、这种私欲
and this is the lust
那如果怀胎的呢
and what happened when the person is embryo
就会犯罪
what happened when the person is conceived then he gives birth to sin
甚至会犯致死的罪
And it is sin when it's full grown brings forth death.
所以我们今天面对试炼。
Therefore, when we are into a trials, or we face trials,
一定要谨慎我们的私欲。
We have to be very cautious about our lust, or our desires.
因为它会影响我们。
Because, the desires, will influence us.
所以雅各才这么说。
Therefore, James said,
第十六节到十八节。
16 to 18.
他说：“亲爱的弟兄们
Israel, my beloved brethren,
不要看错
Do not be deceived、
哦、今天的所有 美善的恩赐各全备的赏赐都从神那里来的
Every good gift and every perfect gift is from above and comes down from the Father of light
神是永不改变的
And God never changes
他以前对我们好现在对我们好、啊
He treated us nicely in the past He will still treat us nicely now
所以他是不试探人的
God does not tempt a person
因为他永不改对我们的好是永不改变的
Because God treats us always the same
何况我们是按他的旨意用真道生的
Especially we were born by the truth
我们在他的眼目中是出熟的果子
And is in his eyes we are the first fruit
我们是神的心肝宝贝
We are the beloved children of God
他怎么会试探我们呢
And how can God tempt us
所以试探绝对是出自自己的私欲
And temptation is actually from our own desire
神永远爱我们
God loves us forever
那既然神永远爱我们
Since God loves us forever
为什么有困难
And why we still have difficulties
为什么有攻击有侮辱
Why we still face attacks and insults
只因为要让我们的生命成长
And the only purpose is to let of life growing up.
我们先休息。
Let's take a short recess.
一起默祷。
Let's bow and pray in silence.